your South Dakota climate summary for this evening, as of 5 p.m., July 4, 2019. Today's high temperature of 79 degrees occurred at 3:59 p.m. The normal high is 87. The record high is 107 degrees, which was set in 1936. Today's low temperature of 63 occurred at 4:59 a.m. The normal low is 60. The record low is 43 degrees, which was set in 1967. A trace of precipitation fell today, which brings the monthly total to 1.56 inches. This is 1.23 inches above the normal amount of 0.33 inches for July. The total precipitation for the year now stands at 17.66 inches, which is 6.56 inches above normal. The highest wind gust observed was 32 miles an hour from the northwest. The normal high temperature for tomorrow is 87 degrees, and the normal low is 61. The record high for tomorrow is 113, which occurred in 1989, and the record low is 44, which occurred in 1972. Sunset tonight is at 9:28 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 6:03 a.m. The current time is 9:18 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio WXM26. The voice of NOAA's National Weather Service for Pure and surrounding communities. Station WXM26 transmits from 6 miles north of Pierre, South Dakota. Showers and thunderstorms will move tonight. Some of these storms tonight could produce gusty winds and locally heavy rainfall, especially across south-central South Dakota. Temperatures tonight will drop into the 60s. Expect temperatures to rise into the upper 70s on Friday. Here's the local forecast for the listening area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the evening, then showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 60. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Sunday night, mostly clear with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Monday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. Monday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. At 9 p.m. over Pierre, it was mostly cloudy. The visibility was 10 miles. The temperature was 75 degrees, the dew point 69, and the relative humidity was 81%. The wind was northeast, at 5 miles an hour. The barometric pressure was 29.95 inches and steady. Across central and western South Dakota, it was 67 at Buffalo, and 65 at Faith. At Mobridge, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 71. At Phillip, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 72. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 77 at Chamberlain, and 67 at Rapid City. Across eastern South Dakota, it was 73 at Sessedon. It was clear, with a temperature of 71 at Watertown and 78 at Yankton. At Sioux Falls, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 78. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 75 at Aberdeen and 75 at Huron. At Mitchell, it was fair, with a temperature of 76. In North Dakota, at Jamestown, it was clear, with a temperature of 70. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 73 at Fargo and 65 at Dickinson. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 74 at Grand Forks and 65 at Headinger. At Bismarck, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 70. Across northern Nebraska, at Alliance, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 71. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 77 at Valentine, 72 at Ainsworth, and 71 at Chadron. At O'Neill, it was fair, with a temperature of 76. In Minnesota, at Ortonville, it was clear, with a temperature of 73. It was fair, with a temperature of 76 at the Twin Cities, 72 at St. Cloud, and 73 at Rochester. Once again, at 9 p.m. over the capital city, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 75 degrees, and the wind was northeast, at 5 miles an hour,